You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Earlier this year, Dr. Joel Rindelab published research detailing the air pollution effect from fireworks. Now, 10 days on from Guy Fawkes Day, Charlie discusses with Dr. Rindelab how fireworks may still be affecting the community's air and whether these products could be a contributor to climate change. Here they are now.
From your research, how did fireworks create long-lasting effects of air pollution?
So what we saw is whenever we're doing these combustion events, burning something, we're actually creating a lot of tiny little particles, these aerosols that we're now familiar with. And what can happen is these can linger around and people are able to breathe them, even if it's just from your neighbors or other people around you that are burning these off. Or if you're doing it themselves, then you're going to have much closer exposure.
Were there certain products in your research that proved to create high levels of pollution?
Absolutely. And it was a little bit surprising that some of the highest levels of air pollution we saw were actually from sparklers and some of these types of fireworks that might be marketed towards children as being a safer alternative actually were some of the highest risk.
And so what effects does this sort of pollution have on the immediate users and specifically children and the wider community?
So the type of air pollution that's being generated is basically known as fine particulate matter. So these are the very, very tiny small aerosols that you can actually breathe in and get into your lungs. And there has been research that has shown that exposure to this type of air pollution can lead to a host of different health issues, including, of course, things like lung damage, heart disease. But there's also evidence that it can affect our cognitive abilities as well. Things like increased risks of dementia, impaired development of cognitive abilities in children. And so these are the types of pollution that maybe we're not thinking about so much because, you know, it's air pollution. It's not something that's always so easy to see, with fireworks being the exception, of course. And so it's something that we probably do need to be more aware of as we move forward.
Is that something that needs more research first into before it's sort of deemed as an actual proper air pollution issue?
So one of the biggest, I guess, questions right now are, what are the long-term impacts from some of these short-term events? So we do know that, you know, exposure over time can lead to some, you know, serious issues. So for instance, if you live close to a motorway, you're actually at increased risk of getting like dementia down the line. So there are some issues, especially with, you know, like some respiratory and lung issues that, you know, might be a little bit more obvious than some of these down the line things. So I guess the biggest thing that we really want to know is, do these short-term events lead to long-term issues? And that is kind of a difficult thing to study, but the more evidence that we gather on it, it's suggesting that yes, there could definitely be an impact.
And would big events like Guy Fawkes and I guess in America, like 4th of July, provide that sort of evidence for research like that?
Exactly. And another instance of something that we're actually trying to investigate here in New Zealand was when we had that Sky City Convention Center fire back in October 2019. So that was New Zealand's most densely populated area that was exposed to, again, combustion products. So that big, fat, black, billowy smoke, those are actually just tiny little aerosols that we would consider air pollution and something that you wouldn't want to inhale for sure.
So in regards to sort of the future of fireworks and sort of the switch towards climate change friendly products, how do you think sort of fireworks should be approached in the future, or just firework research?
It's definitely something that we should study more. And that's basically what the motivation for this study is that, you know, we know that we're creating some sort of pollution. How much is it? What exactly is in there chemically? Because of course that's going to influence the toxicity as well. So we're not trying to necessarily be the fun police here. We just think that it's important to gather data so we can all make an informed decision together. So as you mentioned, things like climate change, fireworks might not have a, you know, direct relation to you know, the greenhouse effect or something like that, but they definitely can impact human health. And these do aerosol particles, just in general, not just from fireworks, do have an influence on the radiative balance of the planet. So it's something that we do need to at least take into consideration.
Are these aerosol particles something that sort of hang around in the air for a long time, or do they sort of dissipate?
Well, it depends on the type of particle. So with from our study here, where we actually measured the air pollution in Auckland from Guy Fawkes Day, we saw that it did last for more than 12 hours, where this pollution just hung around. But we've seen aerosols that actually can travel intercontinental. So if you remember the big bushfires at the start of early 2020 from Australia, if everyone remembers the day that the sky went dark here in Auckland, where we get those yellow skies, that was air pollution from those fires that actually had traveled to South America as well. So depending on the type of aerosol particle, they can stay around for months or as short as just some hours.
That was Dr. Joel Rindelab from the University of Auckland speaking with Charlie about fireworks and air pollution.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.